As I walked out one morning in the Alabama chill, saw some old friends hanging from a tree on Holby's Hill. By their tattered legs they dangled, dripping down along the spine. Was old George Gudger's overalls a-drying on the line? George Gudger is an honest cuss, and he loves to work his land. And I'd long admired his overalls that I held there in my hand. My brand new pair was stiffer than a starched up Sunday suit, but his could walk around by themselves and plow the corn to boot. Now the knees looked almost bloody from the Red Hail County clay. George Gudger's debts and prayers, it kept him kneeling down all day. Old George owes me money, but I owe him my respect. If his overalls will fit me, boys, I'll forget about his debt. Stepped into them big old legs like falling down a mine. Then I heard a ragged chuckle. Old George stood there behind. A smile of old tobacco juice just trickling down his chin. He says, you might as well try walking around, son, of somebody else's skin. But if you like them old friends of mine so much, I guess I could let them go. Had to lend them to my wife last year while she's carrying little Joe. She bent down in the field one day and split that tired old seam. Now she's gone and beat them half to death on that rock there by the stream. Yeah, the knees looked almost bloody from the Red Hail County clay. George Gudger's debts and prayers, it kept him kneeling down all day. You know, I walked just like a drunken man. They dang near made me fall. They kept trying to steer me back towards Gudger's place, cause they steal old George's overalls. At home before my mirror, I seemed to be a different man. My tired eyes kept seeing his little farmed out patch of land. So I took him back his overalls and a week's supply of food. I also left my brand new pair, and I sneaked home in the nude.